Knock, knock. Hello there, handsome. I'm Nurse Vex, and I will be taking care of you today. The doctor is busy with a lot of her other patients, and she said that you were a simple case that just needed a checkup. I understand you have 2 broken wrists and a few fractured bones in your hands. I see. You were skating and fell too hard, breaking everything. Silly boy. Always trying to show off. Well, look at your casts. Everything seems to be in order. You just don't have the use of your hands until the casts come off. How long? Let's see. According to the file, it will be a while. You're looking at a few more months, at least, before there is any hope of removing them. Yes, I know not having the use of your hands is a burden. Well, anyway, do you have any other complaints that need to be checked out? Excuse me? You're having an aching sensation where? Your testicles. I see. Well, there could be a number of reasons for that. Have you fallen on them in some way? No. How about any rising knees from disgruntled women? No? Well, I guess I will need to do an examination. Just let me remove your pants so we can have a look. Oh, my God. Sorry. I mean, wow. That thing is huge. And I don't mean to be unprofessional, but Jesus. Your girlfriend is a very lucky lady. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were single. Wait, she broke up with you right after your accident? What a bitch. Okay, let me just get down on my knees here, and let's move your big guy out of the way and have a look at the trouble. Oh, wow. Your testicles are almost as impressive as your cock. They're huge. I'll need to touch them to check for any abnormalities that could explain your discomfort. Let's just have a feel, shall we? Wow. They don't even fit in the palm of my hand. I have to do them one at a time. They're like duck eggs or tennis balls. Christ. Okay, well, I don't feel anything abnormal. And it certainly looks like someone is very happy to see me. Okay. Well, let's not let it poke my eye out, okay? Never mind. I guess we're past that point. Look at him, like a proud soldier standing in salute. Look at your testicles. I think I can see the problem. Let me ask you about your recent sexual activity. None? Oh, dear. When was the last time you ejaculated? I see. It was before your girlfriend left you. Wait, am I understanding this correctly? You were holding back so she could orgasm. And right after she came, she just hopped off your dick and left? And you didn't take care of yourself after? Oh, I see. You thought you were going to get laid again soon after. Poor thing. Oh, and the next day you broke your hands, and that's when she dumped you? That was 2 months ago, and you can't take care of it yourself because of the casts. Well, have you tried? Oh, you've tried, but no one seems to want you with those huge casts on your hands. Haven't gotten any, huh? That's terrible. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about it is all. I mean, I guess your pain isn't vain, though. At least she got off, right? Sometimes a man has to take one for the team, and given how women are treated in society, let's be real. This is just about the least a man could do for us. Anyway, I'm so sorry, honey. Your poor balls. Probably packed up with so much sperm. I bet your little tadpoles are sprouting legs at this point. So it seems obvious that the aching feeling in your testicles is just a severe case of blue balls. Men really should ejaculate at least once or twice a day. And going 2 entire months without release is bound to cause some issues. The good news is, it isn't dangerous or anything like that, but we should really have you properly ejaculate. Given your situation, it will probably be best to work you up so that we can drain as much as possible out of those big nuts. If we go too quickly, you won't get all of it out, and the aching will come sooner rather than later. The other thing is we need to mimic a pussy to really trick your body into releasing as much as possible. So I'm going to use my hand, and I will hold it tight. I only have my own to go on here, so I suppose I'm about this tight. What do you mean you've never been with a girl that tight? Flatterer. And we will also need to use a similar lubrication. Luckily, we have Vaseline here. Oh, you've never been with a girl this slippery either? Well then, I guess this'll feel really amazing for you. Okay, so there we go. You are so thick. I can barely get my hand around it. I have to say, it's really unfair. We women have our assets on prominent display, and you know how our boobs and butts are, just by looking. In order for us to find out if our man is well endowed, we basically have to get him completely naked. Maybe if women knew you were packing such a huge tool, they would be more willing to help you out. Oh man, the look on your face right now. I guess 2 months of testosterone building really messes with a guy. Whoa there, killer. No shooting off just yet. Look at your cock bobbing up and down. I can even see some pre-cum starting to dribble. We need to take our time and really get you ready to explode. That way your body will let as much of it out as possible. Let's start again. I cannot get over how huge this thing is. Maybe I should use two hands. Oh, you'd like that? Okay. Oh, I can't imagine how great this is going to feel. I usually come a few times a day. If I had to wait as long as you did, That was close. You tried to trick me and act like you weren't about to come, but I could feel you pulsing. I know when you let go. Gosh, you have so much pre-cum. You're like a leaky faucet. Don't try to trick me. I'm basically your only hope for releasing all of that tension in your body. Just relax. You're in good hands. Yes, I know. It's making them ache even worse. But it'll all be worth it once you get all of that semen out of your heavy balls. Oh, God. If I wasn't at work, we might be doing something else with my own tight little pussy. But at any moment, somebody could walk in. And it would be very unprofessional to have a nurse fuck her patient. And I do respect that you're injured, but now I can say it was part of an examination. All right, this is it, sweetie. No tricks. Nothing. I think you're finally ready to explode. I can't wait to see the fireworks show this monster dong is going to put on for me. I wish I could have ridden it, but as you know, that would just be so unprofessional. I'm going to go a little bit faster. Look at you. Your cock is bursting at the seams. Your balls are getting tight on your pouch. Oh, you're almost there. Come on, baby. You got this. Oh, shit. Oh, I'm so sorry. Hold on, let me go see who that is. Please, I know you're a bit in pain, but keep your groaning down. Yes? Has it really been that long? Yes, I know he just needed a basic check-in, but he had some questions, and I've been answering them. Okay, I understand. Yes, he and I are done. I will send him on his way. Sorry, back. So, I'm really sorry about this, but you're gonna need to get going. I know you were right there, but I really need to move on to other patients. The doctor told me I've spent way too much time in here with you, and she's right. Here, let me help you with your pants. Better be careful with the zipper, Or else you'll never be able to finish. Ouchie. Okay, there we go. Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. I know. I basically just recreated the same conditions that happened months ago. And I know I just made the ache 10 times worse. I really wish I could have finished you off. But duty calls. You know what just occurred to me? If I just let you explode right away like you almost did, you would have felt significantly better. But no. I insisted on building you up right to the edge a bunch of times. Now your balls are probably so blue. They're purple. Oh, don't take it so hard, if you'll pardon the pun. The bright side is, maybe this will motivate you to really get out there and get some, And it's not like you were going to come in a real pussy anyway. It would have been so much better if it was inside a real woman. In the meantime, I recommend taking cold showers and applying ice to help with the swelling. Hopefully, I will see you at your next appointment in a few months. Good luck out there, sweetie.